Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey, welcome back to Beyond. For those that don't know me, my name is Donna Marie. And thank you so much for coming back again. And if you're new here, a big mwah to you for tuning in. I want to talk about today a little bit about what I do and explain a few of the things that I do. Okay. Now, I have been working as a psychic medium for a very long time. I did do an episode earlier on how I fell into that, and I literally did fall into that. And now I do readings, sure, but I also am a self-described, self-titled spiritual fitness coach. And I would love to give you my definition of what that means, not society's, but my definition and why I called it that. Okay. Now, for as long as I know, I have always resisted the word spiritual. Because for me, in my head, it had a certain definition to me that didn't fit to who I was. And I felt like I needed to measure up to something that I wasn't. Okay. So I've always kind of walked away from the word spiritual. So for me to be calling myself a spiritual fitness coach is a kind of a big deal in my world. But I think once I describe to you what that is, then I think it'll be more kind of inviting for a lot of people. It's about imperfection for starters, not perfection. It's about connecting to your vibe, to you. Because for me and to me, my vibration, my spirit and my authenticity are one of the same things. Whereas many, 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 many years ago, I felt like it was spiritual for me was a word that was what that was like, oh, I'm so spiritual and I love everybody and kindness and happiness and love and light. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with that if that's the vibe that you are truly on 110%. Man, that's amazing, right? I am not on that vibe and I will never be on that vibe. And I say that quite proudly, like I really, really do, because for me, there were many, many, many years that I tried to obtain that status. And it brought me undone. It brought me depression. It brought me gaslighting of myself. And it took me further away from myself. Like, and it, what the message behind the message was that I'm not enough the way I am. And I've always been enough, but my head's always told me that I'm not enough. And someone planted that thought into my head. So why? How did I become comfortable with the word spiritual? Because I put my own definition on it and what that means, connecting to the spirit. And for me, it's connecting to my spirit within of my authenticity that I've just got Han Solo come here on my lap. For those that know me, I've got two, oh my God, he's right at the microphone. It's beautiful. He's a purrer. I've got two dogs, two cats, and this is our new rescue, Han Solo. He's incredible and he's just come right up. He loves to sit on the heart chakra. So he's purring away. So for me, the spiritual part is the authenticity of who I am. It's the Donna Marie vibe. It's not who you want me to be. It's not who I thought I was. It's not who I was kind of coached into being, what I thought I was coached into being as a kid. It's about disappointing others. Yeah, can I say that again? I love saying that. It's about disappointing others. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, 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 it is. Key change. I love that because you're talking to a person that never wanted to disappoint others and thought that she could actually achieve that and she can't. And when I've completely resigned to that and stopped giving myself a hard time about that, disappointing others, I wrote this song. So just to rewind a little bit, I grew up in a family which I had to live life, I felt like I had to live life on their terms with my mother, right? I felt like I had to live life on her terms. I had to feel what she felt. I had to do what she said. I had to live life, make her happy, all of that. It screwed me up no ends, right? And And I didn't go looking to become a psychic, not even close. And here I am. And again, I've talked about an episode prior to this. But so for me, when I realized I had a spirit that loved me unconditionally and wasn't expecting me to be anything but myself, that's where I got comfortable with the word spiritual. And when people, you know, come up to me and they'll go, oh, I'm spiritual, I'll say, what does that actually mean to you? What does that actually mean to you, right? And I have a lot of people that really lay it out there and go, yeah, I'm spiritual. To me, we are all friggin' spiritual. We have a spirit, right? We have a spirit, and it's our authentic self. So for me, I don't believe that there's anyone not on the planet that isn't spiritual. So did I say that right? I believe everyone is spiritual. I believe people have resistance to it. I believe that people don't want to know a bit about it, but I believe that everyone is spiritual because everyone has a spirit. And my goal is in my lifetime, this lifetime now, is to be really open and authentic about that and really show people and allow them to fall into their spirit self, which is their authentic self, which is who they were born to be, who they came into this world as, and go fly and be free. And then not be free, and then fly and be free, then not be free, then fly be free. We or me cannot fully be into my spirit all the time because my spirit has landed in my body for a human experience. Oh dear, I did too sign up for that. Oh dear, I did too sign up for that. Right? So I become human and I get crazy or I get upset. And that's not crazy, by the way. Upset is a normal human feeling, but I can be crazy in my head about talking to myself on and on and on and on about something all the time. And then I realize I have a spirit that says, hey, take a break or go for a walk or let's talk about this. Let's discuss why you feel this way. And so for me, spiritual, like going on a tangent again, but to me, a spiritual fitness coach is someone that tries to bring you back to your spirit and makes you aware that you have a spirit and teaches you how to do that. And the way I teach people how to do that is allowing them to unpack the human and allow them to have their story on who they are up to this point, and is that story of who they think they are true or false. And then as they go into more of the truth of who they are, then they bring the spirit together. And for me, spiritual fitness is like gym fitness, it's like walking fitness, it's like running fitness, it's like any type of fitness. When I forget about it and I don't bother about it, then that things will change for me. So when I don't exercise, for example, I might put on a bit of weight and that might be fine with me. That's fine. But when I don't exercise now, I get more mental health issues because I get loaded, the bases get loaded in my head, right? So for me, spiritual fitness coach is a journey. It's not perfection. Yeah, but my spirit is always there going, hello, I love you. Hello, you are strong. Hello, you are vibrant. Hello, you are intelligent. Hello, you know why you've come to this planet. I'm just going to remind you of that. You know why. Get out of your head. But sometimes we have to stay in our head and work through that process of what's gone on in our head and who gave that thought to us for us to get into our spirit. Oh, my God. There it is. So there you go. That was a big one. So to me, that's what my definition of a spiritual fitness coach is. It's not about perfection. It's not about being a good girl. Actually, I'm going to touch on the good girl thing in my next episode. I'm so going to do that, right? But for me, it's about being in my authenticity, okay? And over the years in my industry, when I first started out in this industry, what I observed a lot of was the spiritual people were a different breed. That's what I observed. That was neither good or bad, but there was a different breed and it was like an unattainable breed. And what I saw was a lot of people going into the energy but not being human, or stuffing down their human or stuffing down their pain and go, well, I'm spiritual now. I have a goddess guide and so they've got me now and I'm your next level. Yes, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but it's actually true. So then all this anger would come out. It's like, well, what happened to your goddess energy? And that's where, you know, my industry has a lot to make amends for, because I'm about bringing the human and the spirit together. We are not to deny the human. The human is beautiful. All the feelings that we have as a human, I cannot believe the longer I'm in this world and the longer that I do readings, how much shame we have about being a human being. And how unsafe it has become to express our feelings, and how uncomfortable other people become around other people's feelings. if they're purging or if they're sad or if they're angry, they are not able to kind of just listen up with that. You know, and in recent times I have met a bunch of people that just listen up and allow the person just to purge that stuff out. I was never allowed as a kid to just purge stuff out. I was like, stop you crying. What are you doing like this? Do it my way. How dare you question my authority? All of that, you know? And maybe a lot of you guys have had that too. I don't know, but I would love you to investigate why there's some shame or there's some resistance with being human and not expressing yourself. Are you expressing it to the wrong people? Are you feeling shame? Why are you feeling shame? Because people always come to me and go, how do I be more authentic? And these are all the little layers that we unpack, and we're always going to be packing the layers. And that is a beautiful thing, and that is an exciting thing, because there's more joy around the unpacking the stuff, right? So for me, back to the spiritual fitness coach, yes, it's connecting to the spirit. So I'm not going to deny that I'm sad. Like if someone's just passed away and I've lost a lot of people, I'm going to be grieving that stuff. My spirit's going to be my best little buddy around that and just hold me around that, right? My buddy. So my spirit is going to just hold me around that and get me through that, right? And I look at a lot of things in my life and I go, how did I survive that? I'm like, oh my God. And I truly, for me personally, I truly believe that it's just me, that I've got this spirit that is holding me up here and getting me through that. And sometimes I just breathe in another day, just take that breath. You know, I've had some really, really dark days, and I see so much in my work where people have had a really, 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 really dark day and they just make it through another day, and that's all they got to do. Okay. So for me, I'm bringing the human and the spirit together. We're not denying the human. We are investigating our story as a human. Like I really had to do a lot of investigation about who I thought I was and why I wasn't this, or why I couldn't be this, or why I couldn't that, or why couldn't I claim my power, or why couldn't I claim my soul job, my soul mate. Well, I had to look at that to get that, because there was a lot of fear around having all that stuff. There was a lot of unworthiness around that, because my whole life revolved around pleasing other people. I was conditioned that way. And I want you to examine with love and compassion and be fearless with some of the conditioning that you may have been presented, because that might be something that you are ready to look at. Because nothing comes into us if we're not ready to look at it. Okay. And when I read for people, I do sometimes have like a process where I have an intuitive read on people where I can work with them or not. And what that means is that, because I see everyone's energy, like I can, like you come for a reading and I can see why you feel like you're feeling and whatever, and I can help you with that, and I can actually help you process that stuff to move you forward, and that's why I coach, right? But sometimes in a reading, some people aren't wanting to move through their stuff and they're still conditioned to that outside, that there's something out there that's going to make it all better. And I actually can't read for those people, because I feel like I'm being not of service to them in my industry, and I want to be of service to you guys. So like I can only work with the people that are ready to kind of knock on the door and open it. How do you become more in the spirit? You do things that make you happy. You do things that make you happy, step one. You question why you may be invested in other people's happiness ahead of your own. You question that, and you continue to question that for the rest of your life, because for me, what I have discovered is that things don't necessarily go away, but I can mute down the noise a lot. And as I step into my soul voice and my authenticity, which are one to me, that voice gets turned down, and I recognize when that voice is turned up again, why that's being turned up, because I'm frightened. Yeah, so I'll go back into old behavior. It's like someone that goes back to an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend, and because they're scared to be alone, and it's like they go to what they know. I've done that a million times. Yeah. Well, for me, I was like a serial dater, I think. I couldn't be by myself as a young woman. It was too much abandonment issue there to even fathom to look at until I did. So I just moved on to the next person and the next person. Yeah, until I was ready to look at some stuff. Yeah, and it's okay not to be ready, but I think it's okay not to be ready, but I think we need to own that we're not ready and not blame the universe for what's going on in our world, because the universe really does love us a lot. And the universe is inside of you, not outside of you. Can I say that? That is one of the spirit, right? The universe is in you. The crystal ball, which I like to call the disco ball, is inside of you. You guys that follow me on Instagram know that I love to dance, so I call it a disco ball. It's inside of you. And it's ready to party. And it's always ready to lift you up and bring you to the next stage and bring you to the next question and bring you to the next set of keys to the kingdom, the next friendship, the next home. There's never like when we think we're going to stand still for the rest of our lives, that's when we're in trouble. We're not supposed to be standing still. We're supposed to be moving our vibration, moving our beautiful human together. Yeah. Move together, move together, move together. So that's what a spiritual fitness coach is. And what the other thing I want to quickly touch on too, earlier on years ago, when I was first introduced to meditation, I was using meditation as a form of suppression. So in a form of like shame. So it was like, oh, I'm feeling this, I'm going to go meditate. Oh, it's gone now. But it would just still stay in my body. For me now, I don't really meditate that much, but I do chakra dance. Some know I'm a chakra dance teacher, facilitator, accredited. Woo, love my chakra dance. I chakra dance every day. And for me, it gets stuff out of my body. It gives me closure and it gives me insight to situations. And that's what meditation should be about. Not stuffing it down and going, oh, gee, I've got to be positive. I really cannot stand the word I've got to be positive. I can't stand it. Because a person that's had fear or trauma in their life and in their body, how in the fuck are they going to be positive? They have to release it. They have every right to be scared. They have every right to be frightened. They have every right to feel trauma. And for you saying to them to just be positive or someone throwing that at them, it's like gaslighting. So I'm not a woman that subscribes to being positive at all. Zero. Zero tolerance for that. I'd love you guys to follow me and my family, community family on Donna Marie Psychic on Instagram. If you would like a reading, if you'd like some coaching, all of that's there on my website. My links are there. If you're liking this page, podcast, please follow, like it, whatever, subscribe, tell others, share it with others. Until next time, I love you.